Howdy, y'all.
You're listening to Public Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And this is the show Thought Crime Live. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and howdy, everybody. Welcome back. Happy New Year. It's 2023. I can't believe it's already 2023. That just blows my mind. I mean, it's like we're sliding downhill these days. And I have a guest with me today. But before I get to the guest, I wanted to wish, you know, all my listeners a Happy New Year. And if you didn't happen to hear the last Thought Crime Live show I did Saturday before Christmas that had Casey Whalen and the guy David Sumrall from the StopHate.com, go back and listen for me. And because these people are still lingering in this gulag, these political prisoners. I was reminded of that yesterday because it was January 6th again. You know, it's like, hey, happy Insurrection Day, everybody, or whatever. It's just it's ridiculous. And that we have our own people that are political prisoners literally being tortured in the gulag in Bolshevik USSA today. So, and that was the subject of the last thought crime I had. And so I'm going to commit some new fresh thought crimes today with my guest and also another RBN host who follows me after on Saturday, Luca Mino. Did I say that your name correctly?
Yes, sir? You did, sir.
Great. All right. Thanks. And you have a show called Luca's World that's right after me. And I just, I've been wanting to ask you a few things. You know, we spoke off the air and over, you know, TLB talk a few times too. I think we communicated some. And I learned about this amazing recovery you had of your health. You know, you were really, really sick, brother. I mean, it just, yeah, it was frightening to read what you went through, man. And I've been wanting to ask you about that and how you did it and, you know, what you overcame ever since. I mean, that just inspires me a lot. You know, I've regained a little bit of my health the last couple of years, but nothing compared to what you've done.
And I thank everyone so much for having me on again, and especially to Stephen. I just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year first, and I hope everybody slid through everything safe. Stephen, just to go back a little bit to what you were saying, I'd like to throw a few things in about January 6th as well today, so that'll be nice.
Sure.
And everything that got me back to the health that I'm living right now. No, it's no joke, and most people kind of shy away from it. A lot of us don't want to talk about it. There are a lot of better things to talk about. But I just dove right in there. And you know what? I could actually say right now that I would do it all over again if people really cared to learn and cared to listen and cared to heed the warnings that were given every single day. I would do it again. I would do the whole thing again. And I wanted to put in parentheses the time when I was I have marks on my lower cupboard in the bathroom. In the lower cupboard's the one you have to bend down to open, right? I have marks mm-hmm. on them from my knees, leaning on the two spots there, trying to balance myself on the average through the night, maybe, you know, every hour and a half to 2 hours, literally peeing blood, literally peeing dark red colored. Of course, it's urine. It's not, obviously not completely blood, but, you know, there's unbelievable. Sometimes you could, you know, feel it big enough to be obstructed because of, I was peeing out clots, literally. You know, you could feel the runs start to stop a little bit, and you can tell, oh, there's something blocking it. And sure enough, wow, there it comes, you know, spraying all over the place. This is what I went through right before my operation. And sitting in the Lazy Boy one day, the doctor calls and she says, you can sit there. The nurse, I mean, she says, you can sit there and you'll die either today or tomorrow or next week or next month. Your blood oxygen level is so low, we can't even read it. So I drove myself to the ER, and five transfusions later, they brought me to Iowa City, where they had better medical facilities, and I was under the knife. It turned out to be fourth stage cancer. Two cancers. It started in the bladder, and it spread to prostate, really, really nasty stuff. And they managed to get everything out. I think there were two cells out of 34 that were tested that were cancerous. It's like they're gone. Cancer is gone. 2 years later, there's nothing. Absolutely nothing.
This was 2 years ago. I wanted to ask you what point it was that you actually drove yourself to the ER. Was that in 2020 or
that was November 15 to 17. I can't really pinpoint the day. I know I was under the knife on the 19th.
But what year was that? That was 2020. 2020. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And you know, I would not do chemo and radiation. There's no way. They were trying to force it on me, and I was like, no, I'm not doing it. So I had to let my body go down to the point where they look at me and they laugh and they say, well, you know, it would have killed you if we gave it to you now, so we're not going to, because your body's not strong. Can you imagine saying it to me face to face, looking at me, saying, oh, well, we're not, you know, it would kill you, you know, we're not going to give that to you now.
That's a big business. That's one of the things that just infuriates me about this system we've got. And, you know, everyone I've ever met who survived something like that, they didn't take the recommended FDA approved, whatever, you know, medical industrial complex treatment with the burn and poison, which only brings people back to more of the same problem any later, even if it doesn't kill them right away. And, you know, that's what everybody always has told me, that, oh, I got rid of it for a while, it came back because of what they used. And only people I have ever talked to who really survived long term were people who did it themselves, you know, that their body healed it. And you know, if you get to the point where I can see how the knife might definitely be your friend at some point. But man, you went through major trauma and then recovered. You had to rebuild yourself. You know, you became a new guy, man. It just, you know, that's pretty impressive stuff. People who go through things like this. I mean, it's just, it inspired me. I want people to be encouraged if anybody else is going through something like this, because, you know, I mean, I know that's something everybody faces. It's not something we like to talk about, like you said, but you know
what the sad part is? The sad part is the medical establishment wants nothing to do with me. They don't. They don't. My doctor is sent by God. I really believe it, because he's watching me. No chemo, no radiation, no big pharma drugs, nothing. And my level of what's it called? Not immunity, but your immune system. It's just skyrocketing. And I'm proving everybody wrong. So basically I was set up by, you know, Creator God sets you up for all kinds of challenges, right? You can see in front of you how everything's crooked and how everything's corrupt. And then, okay, you go through something yourself, and now you can prove to the world, whoever wants to know, that it's true. You can make it by yourself. Hospitals are the place to get sick. You will not heal there. So I had to get out of it. I really did, as fast as I could. And following that, and I did the math, because of my operation, I couldn't lie flat. You can't lie flat. So you're in the lazy boy from December 3rd. Actually, it's from the end of November 2020 to June 1st of this year, of this past year, 2022. So you're talking about 550 days. That's almost, it's shy of a year and a half in the lazy boy, day and night, without moving. You can't move. You're tied down with two bags because you have one rectal and one bladder one. And it stinks to high heaven. It was a real mess. It took a long time to get used to it, but it worked. And I just blew away everybody that came over, right down to the nurses that came to see me, to the physical therapy people that were working with me. They were like, wow, you know, like, okay, I've never seen this before, Luca, you know. And it's not me. It's your capacity of recovery, if you really want to, if you really believe you can. None of this, oh, I'm sick, well, it's going to take a long time to heal. God's just going to go, okay, fine, you know. And it worked because I believed it. And, you know, I did what I had to do. And it's like that what we call cliche, you know, everything that you put in your mouth, you know, you are what you eat. We've heard it so many times, but it's so true. And even now, 2 years later, the blood and the urine are in perfect alignment. There's nothing too much or too little.
Well, I found them to be frauds, and the things they told me just, and I'm my own worst enemy too. I would take a handful of big pharma pills every day just to cope, to breathe with the sinus infections. I kept having antibiotics and steroids and just, and I just kept getting sicker and sicker and sicker. I mean, it's like that movie that Joe Cross made, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And that was me. That's where I was. Well, it was late 2020. It was August of 2020 for me too. And I just took back control of what I put in, and I went away from the less I had to do with hospitals and doctors. Just as you said, the better my health got. And that's just been my experience. I ain't no doctor. I ain't gonna try to tell anybody what to do, but this is what happened to me. And you know, I've seen it happen to you. I've talked to other people that have done similar things, like Dr. Lorraine Day and Tom Rogers. And then there was this guy in the early 80s who was on the original Battlestar Galactica, and what was it, Dirk's son, a young guy too.
Okay.
And he used nutrition as well to heal himself. And he was kind of a pariah in the Hollywood community for a while there, because he, you know, he, things that mattered to him, like family and, you know, he got an appreciation from it, from that scare, and treated himself successfully without the big pharma burn and radiation. And I think it was a prostate cancer that he had too, but he was a young guy too. And so everyone I've ever known or met that was able to live that way successfully, they did it themselves. You know, that inspires me, man. I just, people should do the same. You know, I think the whole world would be a lot better off. I have this bumper sticker on my refrigerator that says, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for yourself."
Thank you.
That just,
yeah. Let me just say, first of all, a big thank you, a big hug, if you were in huggable distance, because you're forwarding my feeling 10,000% about how, you know, nobody really cares. You know, it's not enough in front of our door. It doesn't relate to us, you know. Well, it will. And, you know, it's all about, I think my life really changed when I took my Reiki. And when I fell headfirst into the Native American philosophy and the Native American life, and I was best friends with real Native Americans, even purebloods, believe it or not. And that's what really changed my life. And once you go there in good intent, because they'll smell your intent a mile away, you know. So you become friends with them, you pray with them, you're in the lodge with them. A lot of stuff happens. And I think God's, you know, protecting me a certain way, because, you know, you can sit there in the Lazy Boy and listen to yourself. You know, what do you want to eat? Not north of the neck, south of the neck, like your heart, your intuition. What's your intuition saying to you? That's what saved my life. It really was.
Let me interrupt you and ask you what time frame it was that you became acquainted with that belief system and those people. When did that cross paths with you? Was that before you were sick, or after, or how long?
Oh, that was early 1990s.
Early 1990s. So you've been associated with that. You've known about. Okay, I was going to ask you when you first started into what we call, or heard somebody call, the truth biz too, when you became aware of the other things too. But that, you know, that we can get into that more. But I just wondered what time frame those, both of those, were actually, and how. I know you've been able to get back to it. Like back in July, you started doing the show again.
Yeah. 1995 was the first time that I really saw that last picture of Geronimo that was taken with that sad look on his face, that pathetic, sad look on his face. Like, you know, I've done the best I could. There's nothing we can do. You know, our people are dead. Like, you can, depending on where you're at, you can read it. And I just stared at it for a good 3-4 minutes till the person I was with looked at me and said, you okay? And that's what got me diving headfirst into 500 Nations by Kevin Costner. Then you find out Kevin Costner gets into a fight with one of the original tribesmen, the real Indians, because of the dance around the fire in his movie. You know, then you find out, you know, it's like I was being taken on a journey. Oh, you're interested in that? Oh, here you go. See, that's what Creator does. Creator is going to set us up for what we're interested in, what we think about. It's going to be manifested. You know, you're thinking about health all the time. That's where it's going to go. I'm starting myself up, by the way, to do my 4-mile walk. I beat my own record 2 weeks ago with a 3.08-mile walk. And I figured out a 4-mile walk, and that's going to be my next challenge, probably this week sometime, coming up. Well, so it all depends on you, you know, what stirs your blood or what doesn't.
Mm-hmm. That definitely leaves me in the dust, Luca. Okay, you know, I am very grateful to be able to walk where I can again. To the point, I wasn't down on my back like that. To compare our recoveries, I mean, I wasn't in the recliner like that and have this major awful surgery. You know, I didn't have to go through that stuff, but you know, a couple, like early 2020, I was using a wheeled walker to get to the mailbox and back and just barely getting around. And like I said, taking a handful of big pharma pills every day and not, you know, not eating nutrition that I needed and eating too much junk and just, you know, I just took responsibility back and took control that I could take back. And it's amazing the difference that it made just for me. But, you know, you just really came back like you were anti-fragile to this stress, you know, it you bounced back from it to such a degree. 4 miles. That's amazing.
One of my biggest, and this is so important, one of my biggest turn-ons real attracted to it was Big Pharma, like what they were doing, like how they could get away with doing what they're doing. That was my first rabbit hole. And I'll give you an example. 2 weeks ago, I did a blood and urine sample just to make sure everything was okay. And the doctor calls back and says, you have an infection in your urine, it looks like, and we're going to put you on the Suproxin, you know, whatever it's called, Suproxin or whatever. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, it was Suproxil or something. And he says, we're going to put you on that. And I said, you know what? I said, I forgot to tell you. I didn't think it mattered, but I was sick at the time when I went. I was coughing and I had a cold. And I said, it's probably that in the urine, that it's probably, you know, something like that. Because I was feeling fine. There's no way I'm going to take, you know, these pills again that they're offering, because we know so much about what we're talking about. Nothing happened. I told him, I said, no, I'm not going to take them. I don't need them. And the person right next door to me, I hate saying this, but 26 pills a day, 7 reoccurring. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't, the doctor himself doesn't know how those pills interact with each other. You know, what are the specific side effects of each one? It's like, I give up. You know what I mean? If people are going to do that, then there's, you know, that's, this. Oh my God. You know, there's no way. That's where your choice has to be made. You're either courageous or, you know, you stick with the 98% of the people and you don't have any challenges. Your life stays the same. You sit there, you go around and around in a circle. And that's the 98%. I want to be a part of the 2% that go out of the box, that are uncomfortable, that learn, that stretch their imagination, that get challenges like this. This is really cool. Stephen and I were talking because of all of a sudden an intuition I had. Hey, Steven's show's right before yours, Luca. Why don't you get together with him and have a 2-hour show?
Yeah, this is a great idea. And I was thinking back how this has been going on for a while, the way they've been getting away with these cons, you know, the pharma thing. It just, it's infuriating. I was just talking with my significant other with this about this earlier, how things have changed. It's been a progression. When antibiotics were first the thing, you know, after Second World War, it was a last resort effort that they would give them to you, and you would have to stay for an hour or two after you got this injection at the doctor's office to make sure you didn't react to it. And you know, if they had stuck with a model that was that careful and you know, cared about their patients that much, maybe they would still have some integrity with me. But it's completely, I mean, look at the way it's changed. Like you said, a handful of 26 pills that nobody knows how they interact with each other. And
no, they don't, you know, care. Doctor
ridiculous.
Knows. Doctor knows everything. A little lesson on Rockefeller medicine would like raise your eyebrows real bad. You know, about how they did it. There's a really good 9-minute video. If you have 9 minutes, you can learn about what Rockefeller did since the beginning of the 1900s. It's called The FDA, Rockefeller, and Cancer. And it's on YouTube. I don't know why it's still up there. All my videos are, video deleted, video deleted, video deleted, video deleted. I don't know why they're leaving stuff like that up, but that's, anyway. So that's a really good one to understand what Rockefeller did. And it's like, that's modern medicine today is practice. You know, medical practice, that's what they're doing. They're practicing on us. I'm teaching
exactly.
I'm teaching my doctor how I'm reacting because I don't take pills, because I don't take chemo or radiation. I don't. And it's so cool because when I came back, one of the first things that I said to people when I opened my eyes, I'm going to be the biggest pain in the butt now. You think I was a pain in the butt before? Wait till I heal, you know?
Yeah.
And then these two shows pop up, which is awesome. Now I can, I remember not being able to sit in this chair for more than 5-10 minutes at a time. So, you know, and it's such an honor to talk to you about it because it, actually it's such an honor to have you interested in it, I should say, because it's, you know, we could save the world like that one person at a time.
But it's that's like, the only way, I think that's the only hope we got to save in this old world, man, is one person at a time. I don't know that, I mean, when groups get together, they get corrupt. That, the history of our government shows that from the very beginning and how that's, you know, it's, and then look at the power Big Pharma's got now. You know, they no longer a doctor-patient relationship. They just completely destroyed that, especially, I think, in 73 when they passed that Kaiser Permanente thing and the insurance companies pretty much took over and it's all for profit now and not for the care of anybody or the community or the patients. It's that things fundamentally transformed, as they say, about that time. And you can see the result now. This is I think about the people that these doctors have their patients and they're, you know, all between 300 and 400 pound people on handfuls of pills and waddling around. And that's the best advice, best they can do for their patients. You know, it's just they're providers is what they are now. They're not doctors. They're providers, and they're providing you with your death of choice, you know, providers. Slow and, you know, whatever, you know.
That's a good word, providers.
And they literally call themselves that now. They don't call themselves a doctor. You need to see your provider. That's okay.
See, with my Native American philosophy interest, the first thing you learn, it's not about you. And that's a God-given gift for radio. If you can learn that your radio station is not about you, your radio show, it's about everybody listening. It's not about you. You're just there as a conduit. You're there as a messenger. And the Native Americans will show you, if you want to relax, you know, breathe deep, you know, give us some time so we can show you. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. My 11-year relationship just broke up, so I was in shambles. And that saved me right away. And they take you back. Okay, look at what happened at Little Bighorn. Look at what happened at, Custer. Look at what happened. I know the real story about Custer because I know family directly related to Custer about what happened in his death. And I haven't heard that once yet. Look at Wounded Knee, you know, and you can trail it right to Congress today or yesterday. You can trail it right down to the Speaker of the House. It's amazing. If you're open enough and you're out of the box enough and you're looking carefully, that's, you know, you can trace it like that. It's, call it the deep state, whatever you want. It's been with us since the 1800s, time of Andrew Jackson, some people are saying.
Oh, so, even before, I think, with, you know, Alexander Hamilton.
Not to change subjects, but this is what I was learning. So everything I was touching about modern life is either fake or it's a lie or it, you know, and especially medicine.
Yes, especially.
And I'm proving it.
But everything has just been so convoluted and turned inside out now. It's like clown world when I think back. I mean, I just turned 62 this past year. Luca, do you mind folks knowing how long you've been around?
Little puppy you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
no, I'm 64.
Well, they're close enough together to be almost, you know, that. So we've seen a lot of the same things and the way they've changed. So a lot of people don't, they never experienced that world where we didn't have instant connectivity. And, you know, you weren't feel like you were under surveillance everywhere. It was a total, it's like a different planet. The past is a different planet, I suppose. But if I forget what it was like, I, you know, it's just, I don't know.
You know,
I have been getting nostalgic here over the past passing of the new year, I suppose.
there's a word that I like and that I want to talk about in the second half with you. It's called soul. Okay.
Okay. Well,
And they're teaching us to be a soulless society. So that's a real good one too.
we have a caller. Would you like to take the caller right before we're coming up on break pretty quick, but we could, if you'd like,
I'd
let's
love to.
yeah, Francis in North Carolina. Hi. What would you like to have a question for Luca or Emily or me, Francis? How are you? Thanks for calling.
Hello, young man.
Howdy.
I hope y'all have a fun weekend for that matter. I am really floored and everything else by the commentary I'm hearing, and I have to applaud you fellas for that. To start with, and I know I'll probably hit the break here in a moment or two, but I can hang on for that matter ahead of time.
Okay.
One, I have to applaud you both on your work to start with. And apparently, Luca, you have proven to the medical community, because the fact the doctors do not want to mess with you, that you will not be a willing walking around ATM machine for them. And
No.
that goes for anybody that has the backbone to stand up to that kind of garbage to start with. As long as the person gives their body what it needs to recuperate and heal and regenerate, the better off. Here's the reason why the food chain is being adulterated in so many different ways. It's absurd. A lot of people are aware, a lot of people are still asleep and don't want to wake up. It's almost like a living matrix that we're living in this day and time. And quite frankly, the so-called power elite, which I refer to as spoiled children, are trying to get everybody under their control. If not under their control, you're dead. One of the two. Because they don't want competition. They view the strong person as competition that will stand up to their shenanigans and call it out. So it's really interesting. Your thoughts?
That summed
Steven?
it up pretty well. I can't disagree with anything you just said to put, but yeah, that's the way I feel too. That these, I don't know, they're feral children. We have the break. Can you hang on? We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Stephen Douglas Whitener, your host for the show Thought Crime Live. And my guest today is Luca Mino, who hosts Luca's World, that comes on normally right after the show on Saturday. And we have Francis in New York as calling. And you got interrupted by the break. Francis, would you like to go back to your point?
Not a problem. And for one, I'm in North Carolina.
Wait, North Carolina? Oh, okay, yeah. Sure, I'm sorry.
Well, hey, when I was younger, I used to live up in Manhattan at one point. So that, and believe me, that's a major culture shock when you reside in Manhattan.
Did I say Manhattan? I see North Carolina me. Sorry, no.
No, I think you said New York, no. But whatever. To me, when I think of New York, yeah. I think of Manhattan or whatever. But aside from that, considering the name of the show being Thought Crimes, I would definitely say guilty as charged. Whenever I think a thought, it's a crime. So, not a problem. Rightly convicted, not an issue. But anyway, aside from that, I find it interesting that there's so many issues going on in the world, especially recently with the World Economic Forum and so forth, to the point that there's an issue with housing and ad nauseum regarding that. If I recall correctly, early on, there was a commentary about, I don't know who it was, that had an issue with sinus infections or whatever, or nasal issues.
Yeah, it would have been me.
Okay. Do you still have those now?
I got burned with this hydrogen chloride gas back in 1990. And, you know, from then until just a couple of years ago, it was a constant thing. Only the last couple of years I've really been free from it.
I got a suggestion for you. Mm-hmm. I got a really good suggestion for you. Remind me, either after the caller or during, if you want to, I can give it to you now. What I do is I'm in the shower. And this is how I got rid of my cold, 3 times faster than usual. You take the water as hot as you can handle it, facing you in the face, literally from the shower head, and you do rotations, either clockwise or counterclockwise. And what I do after that is I go over the top of my head down my neck. And what you're doing is you're massaging your sinuses and you're getting rid of all that. That's what they can't live in the heat. They just, you know, they automatically die. So it's really cool. That's a very good exercise to do every day in the shower. I'm starting to get addicted to it myself. And thank you also to the caller. I wanted to thank you very much for your calls. You're positive and you're radiating good energy for us and you're thanking us for everything. It's a real pleasure to have you specifically on my show when you call as well.
Well, that was too kind of you. For one thing, with all the negative shenanigans that are going on in the world, why not radiate a loving intention that's promoted towards healing and restoring balance? To me, that's no big deal. Of course, it took me a long time to figure that out because even when I was younger, I was willful, but not to a negative end, not to a harmful end, but I was willful. And so when I was younger, I had my other half and some friends or whatever just referred to me as a willful sprite that was just, you know, I was out there, as it were. But anyway, this day and time, a little bit of humor, a little bit of love going out goes a long way. And you'd be surprised at how much of a good reaction you get in response to that. Because,
yes. Well, I agree with you in principle, but I have to say I fall far short. There's so many things going on that they just get on the fighting side of me. I mean, it just it's hard to and that if I ignore that, you know, it is a lot easier. But and not so much just out in public, but when I look at the media and the way things that are happening to us and the way that the history has shown how we're nothing but property to these people, you know, infuriates me. That stuff infuriates me. And how do I deal with that, I guess, is the issue. I've heard it said that living well is the best revenge. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, I don't bother with watching the news media because I know it's a bunch of garbage, except for little dribs and drabs that they put a truth into it. But now, don't get me wrong, there is such a thing as called tough love. There is that. In other words, doing what is necessary, if someone is being, especially if it's a family member, and they're being stubborn and obstinate and so forth, basically saying, okay, this is how I view things. If you don't like it, that's fine. If you do, not a problem. I can help you with more research. But other than that, I let you know what my stance is, and I'm going to leave you be. Just know that I still love you.
Hey, listen, Francis, thanks very much for the call. We got another caller waiting, and I really appreciate the kind words and for you listening, too. And remember, a thought crime a day will help keep tyranny at bay. I appreciate that. Oh,
cute. I got to write that down.
All right. And we have John in New Hampshire. John, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, howdy.
Oh, hi. Yeah, great show. Well, actually, I can't really say great show, to be honest, because I was starting to listen, and then I got a call from a friend, so I missed most of it. But I'm sure it's a good show or a great show. So, but I have a kind of like a little more lighter question for you. I'm a relatively new listener, but I'm enjoying it. And I did listen to the show that you said was really good, which was a couple of weeks ago with the two guests, and that was really, that was quite a great show. And it was during that show, you know, you play a lot of good music. So I was wondering, do you always play like the, a lot of hosts, they usually, sometimes they play the same music. Do you play different music on your broadcast? Or like, because I was in particularly impressed with the music that you played that particular show, but do you play different music on your shows or?
It varies somewhat, yes, but they usually open and close with that Masters of War song that Leslie West and Ozzy covered.
Leslie West and Ozzy. Oh,
yeah, that's the who sings that Masters of War version. That's a Dylan song, and that's the way I open and close. But the ones in between vary. That's up to Sam's discretion, kind of. But you know, I thank you for I love music, man. I could just sit and play music off for an hour and be happy. I really appreciated the playing that Ride the Wind song as we were going out too earlier. That's one of my favorites right there.
Yeah. If I understood you correctly.
Is there one in particular you wanted to ask about?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, so that's interesting, so that it varies, you know, other than the beginning and the ending, the ones in the middle, I guess you say Sam picks. But is there any way to find out what songs you played on that particular broadcast?
Yeah, the archive is there. You could listen to the archive and Shazam it.
Well, right, but I'm trying to, you know, like identify the song specifically.
Okay.
Because I don't think you mentioned the names the names of the songs that you played, like
what you could do, sir, is to comment on the bottom. You go to the archive of the show itself, and you leave a little comment underneath, and you ask us what it is. Usually they're always the same. Like on my show, particularly, it's always the same theme that we have, and then we have a theme for the break. So we have maybe two or three themes that we have to replay all the time. To go to commercial or to come back, et cetera. Uh-huh. So I'd love to give you the names of the songs that I have. So I'm sure Stephen would as well.
Yeah, I don't mind. I would do that. I don't mind posting that if you send me. It was last week. You're interested in. I'll go back and listen to it.
It was the one you did with the two guests.
Yeah, the Casey Whalen and David Sumrall. The Stop Hate. Yeah, it was January 6th. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, and it, like I said, it was the ones. It must have been the ones in the middle of the show, because, like you said, if you always have the, you know, the beginning and the end, it must have been the ones in the middle that I was particularly. Is it? Can I reach you at your email address?
Well, yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Telegram, or Facebook. Either one, Stephen Whitener. Yes,
what about your, because I prefer email.
I think there's an email on my show page as well that you can send something to. The synergetic? Yeah, that works. Yes, Synergetic 4D. That comes to me, yes, sir.
Okay, so then I'll just put music in the subject line, if it wouldn't be that big of a deal for you to try to that's good music, because I'm a music fanatic. So it's obviously I must
myself,
be a music fanatic.
I have to agree with you. I mean, other people may find that a boring subject, but yeah, I could talk music for hours. I do that some with my fellow co-hosts when we're talking privately. We'll go down music rabbit holes
then,
a lot.
And then if when you respond, then I'll turn you on to some amazing music, especially from my native country of Italy, because I was born in northern Italy.
Awesome.
Born in the city of Parma.
Thanks.
The cheese.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot for the call, John. I do have one more caller I want to get to before we run out of time this hour. Listen, thanks very much. I'll be looking for that email, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks very much, John. Okay, and Tom in Utah. Tom, hi, are you, sir? Can you hear us, sir?
Hi, Stephen, and
hi,
Luca. Luca, yes. I've never had opportunity to talk to you more about the white buffalo.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to have to. We're going to have to talk on that. Absolutely.
See, I have one simple question. Why, of a nation of such grand resources, so much opportunity or advantage or privilege, why are we the most sickest population on the planet?
Because patriarchs are running the show, because Satan is running the show. That's why. Right up to the new speaker that we're going to have. Isn't that wonderful? But again, don't trust us. Don't listen to us. Do your own research, right? We're just here to steer people in the right direction. That's all we want to do with our opinions.
I was going to say by design, but don't trust me. I'm a thought criminal.
Well, do you have a pair of claws?
Pair of claws?
You have fangs. You have fangs.
Yeah, things. Not very effective ones, anyway.
So what does your biological design dictate that you should do? If you don't have claws and fangs, should you be like a lion?
We should be giving. We should be loving. We should be... what's the word? Compassionate. And, you know... And for people listening, I want to remind everybody that Stephen Douglas Whitener is also going to be on my show in about 15 minutes or so or less, because on my hour, I'm going to have him as a guest. So we're doing this two-hour relay thing, and I think it's a really good idea.
We're tag teaming today. Hope you all don't get tired of hearing me on RBN, but I really did miss you guys while I was home for the holidays. I appreciate that. Listeners a lot on RBN. It got me through really dark days about a year ago when my mom passed. I felt like it was family. I'm very honored to be here, and I appreciate you too, especially Tom. You changed a lot of the way that I live too, my life. I've been a lot healthier since I took your advice. I'm not trying to tell anybody else what to do, but hey, and we are up on the break. Can you hold on, Tom? We'll be right back. Tomorrow, if we wake up today, will it happen long ago in the new magic land? The Indians and the buffalo existed hand in hand. The Indians needed food, they needed skins for a roof. They only took what they needed, baby. Millions of buffalo.
Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hi-ho, hey, I am a bold marauder, and it's hi-ho, hey, I am a white destroyer,
or I oh, well, welcome back, everyone. This is Stephen Douglas White. Talking over the music, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, sorry. Hi, folks. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over John Kay there like that. I do like that song a lot, too, but I wanted to say something before I signed off. I wanted to ask you, Tom, about that great white buffalo. Wasn't there some prophecy associated with a white buffalo that, I mean, can you tell us what that is in a nutshell? Is that what you were alluding to there? I remember there being some prophecy about that. That the native prophecy, or do you know that prophecy, Luca? Am I barking up the wrong tree?
No, I'm very aware of it. And what's beautiful is that each one of the 500 tribes have their own creation story. They have their own traditions. It's really beautiful to hear Tom speak. It is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the whole story, but I guess we lost Tom. But I was going to ask
about
that. Tell. Give it in a nutshell, because I've heard is that song, you know, that we played when we're going out to break, and I don't know the whole story about that.
It's really beautiful because they say that the white buffalo calf woman came and taught the people the songs and came and brought the pipe. See, and the Mi'kmaq, M-I-C-M-A-C written like that, and the Mi'kmaq of the East Coast, pronounced Mi'kmaq properly, they're the ones that, you know, that brought me into their, I was adopted into the tribe by ceremony. They say that the white buffalo calf woman came to them first. See, so everybody has their own beliefs and their own creation story. And we're going to be talking about Native American philosophy also on the next show. But because we're still on your show, Stephen, I have to tell you, I love that line from your music. I want you to know that I can see through your mask.
Yeah.
You know, Masters of War. You know, yeah. That's what we're doing. That's why my show exists, because I want people to know that we can see through their mask. You know, it's so well said.
I agree. I like that. That's why I use it always going in and out. It doesn't usually get to the point in the song where it asks, let me ask you that one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? And that's these masters of war think that they can buy their soul out of hell with money, apparently, you know, or they think money will buy anything. And there's some things that just aren't for sale. You know, I mean, that's the sad fact that they're going to have to face, I hope, one day. Because I realize, talking to you guys today and the way I'm standing here in my little house and my little world right now, that today I have more than that guy Larry Fink, I've said this before, or Bill Gates or any of them, because today I have enough. And they will never, ever have enough. That's the particular little screw that they have loose in their brain, I believe, that they just can't get enough.
No,
and so they have to. Yeah,
it's who's running the show, basically.
And hey, if you can hold on until Lucas show, would that be okay? We just got a caller coming in right at the end. And thanks for listening, everybody. Thought Crime a Day helps.
You that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. Want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.